Hi guys, it's Maud from Among Mates D&D. It's been well over a year since I posted, but just wanted to reach out and just say, hope you and yours are doing well. You've had an amazing new year. If not, then times will look up and you will find amazing joy in your life. But until then, you're going to have to sit through another horrible episode. In this, my good mates Mark and Elric are testing out their characters in a session zero in PvP, but suddenly awake to find themselves in session one. Enjoy.
Don, you cast this moonbeam down. It lights up the darkness for a split second, and then it wanes in the darkness. And then it brightens up again as you put all your energy into it, and slowly you see just pulsing. Flash is a little bit closer. Flash, a little bit closer. He's right there in your face. The darkness fades away and you see him lift a sword up and a gem glow. And as he points a finger at you, you feel your life force fading away and you feel an extreme pain coming from your soul. And as you look up into your friend's eyes, and you're about to scream, you feel your hand on your chest and you feel the blood around it, and you wake up inside the lab.
Yes!
Yeah. I was close.
Yeah. Dude, we were both so close. That was still anybody's. Fucking hell.
It was a great match.
Yep.
I love playing with Fizz. I love that ending.
That's not the ending.
Oh, okay.
Can I get you to roll a... Let me just have a quick look at something. You wake up, covered in dust. You look over at your friend, still unconscious. You look and you see machinery whirring around, building a body. You see as this warforged carcass gets larger and larger around the crystal. And I'd like you to roll a constitution saving throw, both of you.
Sixteen.
Good. You look around the room. You see crackling of energy. This is a workshop of some sort that you've fallen to from the top of the temple. You're trying to work out exactly where you are. You see movement as you're sort of working out where you are. And I'll get you to both reduce your hit points down to roughly 80%. And roll me a con save again.
80% of what they are, roughly?
Yeah, so I'll just have a quick look.
I'm on 17, so.
Oh, no, you're back up to full health.
Okay.
So I'd be on around about 87.
Yep, perfect. So take about 20 hit points off.
Around about 69.
And I'll get you to make another con save.
Ew, that's a 9.
Ooh, that's a 12.
I'll get you both to take 8 damage. You're feeling a bit run down. And you sit there for a while. In pain on the floor, you stand up, you look around the room. You see these wearing gadgets going. And I'll get you to roll me another con save.
Oh, dear.
18.
Hey, I did all right this time. 26. All we needed was that small piano score.
Yeah.
Excellent. Organ, I should say.
Shivers, man. I'm getting fucking shivers. This is hectic.
Yeah,
so with that 26, you guys realize that you are getting weaker. I'll get you both to roll me a perception check with disadvantage.
Nine.
Ooh, not bad. 19.
19. You notice on the floor something skitter away that looks like a small snake, and it sort of moves across the floor into the cables.
Can I follow the snake?
It runs under the counter where I've just drawn, and I'll get you to roll me another con save.
Passed.
25.
Alright. Now, both of you can make a wisdom save with advantage. Because you've done pretty well.
Not that well. 16.
12.
I forgot I've got a great wisdom.
Mark.
Yes.
You have failed your save.
Okay. You are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
So, Don, what you see is you see Saul stand up, and just like that, his eyes go blank. And he walks across the room and starts working on his Autobot. I'll get you both to roll a con save.
Dirty 20.
18.
Good. I'll get you to roll an insight check.
Do I get one, or do I not have my title?
Right now, you have absolutely no actions to do except for work.
Yep.
On this Warforge.
I have rolled a 21 to insight.
Something's wrong. He is completely gone right now. His eyes aren't even looking at what he's doing.
Oh. I'll pull him away.
You pull him away, he starts coming with you and turns and walks over, picks up a tool, and starts trying to walk back to the Warforge to keep working.
I'll tackle him.
Yeah.
A turtle tackle.
Hell yeah. He goes to the floor with you. There's no roll required. And as he's on the floor, it's almost like he's not reacting to the fact he's on the floor and he's trying to stand back up to keep working. I'll get you both to roll a con save.
Five.
Nice.
21.
Steel Defender walks over, picks up a tool, and starts working on the Warforge. Let me just have a quick look at one thing.
see what you're looking at?
Don't look. Close your eyes.
Yep. I can just look at my other screen. It's on there.
Yeah.
Over there.
Alright, so inside, there's something's wrong. I'll get you to roll me an investigation check, Don. And while you're doing that, I'll get you both to roll a constitution saving throw.
Definitely fail the investigation. And here comes the con.
16 for me.
Oh dear, 13.
I'll get you both to take 15 points of damage.
Oh dear. What's going on?
That roused me from my, nut.
And that's where we'll end the session.
Very nice.
Exciting.
Very nice. I love it. That's great.
Whoa, that was tense. I hope you really enjoyed that. I want to say a special thanks to the CritMiss community that have made this all possible. I advise you to look them up and join in. Lots of games to play, lots of fun people to meet, some of my favorite people. But until then, I've got some Easter eggs for you. One, this little mini campaign I'm running in the Face of Change will include a character that's a tribute to Jack Vance, if you know what that means. And there's one thing I want you to remember. One thing I've got to tell you. This music is tense as fuck. No, there's nothing to tell you. Just want to say, hey, hope you're all doing well, and I hope you enjoyed it. See ya.